We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Mem Dalad Amid Beis, and we are starting 10 lines from the top. We're in the middle of the line, 10 lines from the top, Shabbos Menashe. We just learned in the Braisa that a quince and a prunes, those things that you never squeeze, you let it squeeze on Shabbos Chatrila, but not remind him. And the Braisa ends off by saying that Beis Menashe, Bar Menachem, they used to squeeze their pomegranates in the week they take pomegranate juice. Om Rav Nachman. Halacha, because Shabbos Menashe Bar Menachem. The halacha is like Beis Menashe Bar Menachem. Right, the Gemara. I don't know. The Beis Menashe has a shita. I'm only a rabbi of Nachman. Menashe Bar Menachem Tanu was Menashe Bar Menachem saying a shita here? They were arguing on something. The Tana Kama said that you're not allowed to squeeze your mind him, and that all the Brisa did was said that this Beis Menashe they squeezed it in the weekday. So how do you say halacha like him? They didn't say anything. We just bring an example from them. The chid tema maybe mean like this. Halacha ki hai tana, that we paskin like this braisa, you know why? The savala ki shal menashe menachem, because the minig of menashe menachem. So that's what you mean to say. Saying, we pass like tana kama, since you find that menashe menachem, they squeeze, remind him in the weekday. So that's that good either? Moshun the savala ki menashe menachem, halacha kamaitsai? And because menashe menachem has the minig like that, that's what you're paskin like that? Menashe and Menachem have Ruda Amma. Are they Reva the Olam? How do you say that Remainim are called things that are set aside for Mashke because one family in the world does this? Is that how they Reva the world? Zakta Gemara in. Yeah, you could bring a Raya from that. What's the one family does it? It could be is enough. Why? What is his idea? In the time into the Mishnah and Klaim, Hamakayim Koitzim Bekerim. The halacha is that you're not allowed to plant anything in a vineyard because then it's a problem of kalai zeroim and it's a problem of kalayim. So what happens if you're mekayim? The loshon mekayim koitzim means because the issa kalayim is not only when you plant it, it's if you leave it there. If you come into your field and you see kalayim and you leave it there, that's also issa kalayim. So a mekayim koitzim mekayim, you come into your kerem and you see there's thorns growing and you leave it there. Rav Eliezer Oimer, Kiddush, that it's a problem of Kalayim. Why? Because he holds that they're b'chlal Zeroim. Koitzim are called Zeroim and it's called Kalay Zeroim. Thorns are called Zeroim and it's a problem of Kalay Zeroim. It's also b'chomim ainu mekadosh. It's not a problem of Kalay Kerem. El Dovash Kamoyim Mekayim. Only if people keep such a thing around and they use it. But people don't keep thorns around. So since they don't keep thorns around, it doesn't have a chashivas of Zera and doesn't make Kalayim. My time of the Rav Elazar. So what's Pshan? Rav Elazar holds that it is a Klai Kerem, it is a Klai Zeroim, it is a problem of Kalayim. Shekein Baravia in Arabia, Mekayim Koitzi Sodis. They save the thorns, Warling Malayim, to give it to the camels. So since you find one place in Arabia that they give it to camels, so therefore it's called Kalayim. Now, is that Rav Da'ama? No, Arabia is not Rav of the world. So what do you see? You see that if one place they do it, that's enough. So therefore, by Beis Menashe also, if they do it, that's enough. So come on, me the area, that's not a Raya. Arabia, Asra, that's a whole city. That's a huge area, a lot of people. Here, if it would be only one family in the world, that's Batla Daita, that doesn't count. You need a whole city. And if you have a whole city, that's enough. And you just have to speak out what Tosfos speaks out in Perek HaMatznia, that even though you don't always, even if it's one city, if it's something that's not a normal thing, it's still like we have Anshe Hutzal carry things on the head, that would not be enough to make it Aser. But the Pshat is like this, that we assume if they had camels in other place, they would also give them thorns. Because you see, if a whole city, a whole area give thorns to camels, it's a normal thing. Just the only reason we don't do it is because we don't have camels. But not because it's not a normal thing. But upon him, don't bring a riot from there. So back to the drawing board. What does it mean? What does Rav Nachman mean by saying halacha kebeis v'nashya? We're passing the Tanakhama because beis v'nashya does like that? That doesn't make sense. That beis v'nashya is a yachid. It should be batal daita. So the Gemara, Pshat Rav Nachman says we're passing by reminding him that you're not allowed to do it at the higher time because Rav Chista, like Rav Chista. Dom Rav Chista. Tradim shesachdom v'nastom. Tradim is the type of beats that you squeezed the nostom b'mikvah. The halacha is that a mikvah has to be rainwater and can't be mayim she'uvim. And there's another halacha that if other mashkin go into the mikveh and changes the color of the mishkah, of the mikveh, changes the color of the mikveh, the halacha is the mikveh is pasul. It's called shinamara. Now the Gemara assumes now that the only way it makes something shinamara, only if it's something be'etzem, it's a mamashus, it's a fruit, it's a real drink, then it has a psul of shinamara, changing the color of the mikveh. So Rav Chisda said that Trodim Shesachtam, he squeezed the beets, Vinostam mikveh, you put it into mikveh, Paisam as a mikveh shinamara. If it changes the color of the mikveh, it's pasul. The kasha is, Rav Chisda of Alav v'nei schita ninu. These things are not normal to squeeze, so therefore, how could it be called a mashke? L'charu, you need a mashke to make the mikveh pasul. This is not a drink. Elamayis l'chimeh, what are you going to say? Kivin d'achshavinu, since I was machshav by squeezing it, havlu mashke, it's called a mashke. Hachinami, therefore, by peiris also, like remind him, kivin d'achshavinu, havalei mashke. Since you're machshav it, so it's called a mashke. So therefore, how do you explain the Braisa? Now you have to go back and explain the Braisa. There's a long Rashi here that explains the Braisa, and it goes like this. Tosis also agrees to this pshat in explaining the Braisa. So it means the Braisa is something like this. That we allowed you to squeeze these fruits on Shabbos is not talking about where someone squeezed it for its juice. Because you see for Rav Chisda, according to this pshat, that if you squeeze something with kavana, with intention to make a drink, then that alone gives it a chashivas of a drink. So that means if you squeeze anything for drink, it'll be awesome. Here, why it said you let her squeeze that quince is because you're doing it in order to sweeten the peri. By squeezing out the drink, you're sweetening the peri. And therefore, those three things that you're doing lematek was mutter do on Shabbos. But if you did it lemashka, it'll be awesome even those. And what it says in the Tana comments, when the Tana says that not by remoinim, that means even lematkom, even to make it sweet, you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do on Shabbos. And what's the reason? Since there are some people in the world who use it for mashkin, like Menashe and Menachem, therefore they were worried that you might squeeze the tzarech mashkin. Not everyone does it. Who cares? If you squeeze something tzarech mashkin, according to this pshat in the Gemara, it gives it a chashivis and it's aser. And therefore, since some people drink it, so it's scared you might do it for drinking, and you're going to be machshavit, and it'll come to Isser. Therefore, you're not allowed to remind him. And that's why Rav Nachman Paskin is like that. So come El Fizeh, you're not allowed to squeeze those things, only if, even quince, you're only allowed to squeeze lematik, but not le mashke. So that's one mahalach, how to explain Rav Nachman, and answered Rava's kasha. Rava said, what do you mean, Rav Dalmo? He said, no, it's not Rav Dalmo. The vart is that if you squeeze something, you give it a chashivis. That's terrorist number one. Rav Papa Amar, a different pshat than Rav Chisda, and then you don't have a whole makar to this shtickle tire we just said. Rav Papa Amar, the reason why a mikvah is possible when you squeeze beets into it, mishum davadavash ain't oisim and a mikvah katrila. Anything you cannot make a mikvah with also passes it. Only water you can make a mikvah with, but you can't make a mikvah with beet juice, even though it's not a mashke, but still a pasul because you can't make a mikvah with it. Anything you can't use those type of things to make a mikvah, it also will pass on the mikvah shinamara. You don't need dafka, a drink, something that has a shame mashke on it to make of shinamara. Anything that's not water will make shinamara also. And therefore, that's the reason why it's pasul. So it's not a raya that if you squeeze something, you give it chashivas. So then, that won't be pshat in the Braisa. We'll still go to stay shver pshat in the Braisa. Other Rishayim learned this Gemara different, and according to those Rishayim, you're allowed to squeeze those quinces. Even if you're the first pshat, you're allowed to squeeze the quince alechatchila. We're not talking about lematek there. And it could be that's why in Maaseh and Shulchan Aruch, we do paskin that in Shin Chof, Sif Aleph, we pass him a shar kol aperis mutter lischot. All aperis is mutter to be seichet, as long as it's not a normal thing to make it as a drink. But if even in one place it's enough to make it as drinks, then it might be a problem. If they transport it there, there's a whole tumult in the Ramah, the Magen Avram, and therefore, you know, it's not lemaisa that you could squeeze something, but if you took something that no one ever makes it into a juice, you let it squeeze. These days, most things are squeezed in the juices and it can be found almost anywhere, and therefore you cannot squeeze any peris on Shabbos because you're not sure if it has a chashivas or mashke at all. So it's not the Gemara Vayta. The Gemara is still going to go back, they're going to bring another case where we have a similar machlokes about Shinu Mara. Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah in Mikvahs. Nofal l'soicha yayin. If wine fell into a mikvah, or chaymetz, or vinegar, or umaychel. V'shina marav is possible. And change the color of the mikvah is possible. Now what is maychel? So Rashi explains, there are three type of maychels. Maychel zesim is olives. So when they press the olives, what they do is, the first step is, they put it into a basket called warm it up. It warms it up, it sits there, it gets a little ripe, it ripens. And then when it's ripening, a little stuff just drip out of it right when I put it in. And that is very clear. That oil is clear, it's not oil at all. After a few days, it sits on each other and it hits each other. Then it already looks closer to oil. And then the third type of meichel is either after you press it or right before you press it, the drip that comes out of it, that's the third level of meichel. So we'll see what we're talking about in a second. But it says in this Mishnah that if yayin, wine or vinegar or stuff that dripped out of olives fell into the mikveh and changed the color, it's pasul. So the Gemara says, man tana the meichel mashkuhu. Again, we're assuming now by the beginning that in order to make a mikveh pasul, a chinamara has to have a shem mashka. So the Gemara says, who is the tana holds that meichel is called a mashka? It's the shita of Rabbi Yaakov, Tanya, Lundra Braiser, Rabbi Yaakov Omer, Moichal Harehu Kemashka. Moichal is like a mashka regarding Tuma. Omatam Omru Moichal Yotze B'tchila. So why the first step of Moichal, like we said, the three steps of Moichal, why the first step of Moichal, right when I put it into the basket, when it drips out, why is it tar? Why is it not called a mashka? The fee, Shane Yotze B'kumai. Because no one ever wants such type of meichel. It's liquid, it's mamash clear, and therefore has no chashivas whatsoever, and therefore it's not considered mashka, and it's not going to be hechsher. It's not going to be machsher or anything. Rav Shimon Aimer, meichel einoi kemashka. Meichel is not like mashka. Umat hamor meichel yoytze meikol beis abad. Why? The third level of meichel, why is that considered mashka? Why is that tame? Why is it a mashka? No meichel is mashka. Lefi she efshalay letzuchuchi shemen. At that point, it's impossible to have some real shemen in there, some real oil in there. So that's the shaila in this brayser. Yaakov says that the meichel is not considered. The first thing that comes out is not considered shemen because you usually don't keep it. And Shimon says the only thing that's called. The only thing that's called of shemen is the last one because he efshet to have not to have tzuchis shemen in there. Now, my benayu, what's the difference between Tuma and the Amrim? They're both saying, he's Yaakov saying the first meichel is not good, and Shimon saying the last meichel is good. So where's the machleikus? The osi basa itzda. The middle level of meichel is the machleikus. The middle level machleikus. That if it sat there in the basket for a few days, we said that was its middle level, and then drips out, that's a little closer, it's a little more oily, that's the machlekes. According to Rabbi Yaakov, it will be Tomei Y, because that you do like, you do keep it around, you like that. That's a little bit thicker, it's a little bit closer, it's Roya Fachilo. Rabbi Yaakov is known, until it has equal base above, which there has little pieces of actual shemen, it's tar. So he holds the middle level is tar. So Akapanim was saying, the Fida was saying, what's pshat in the Mishnah in Mikvaois that says that Meichel, which is Mashma, even the second level of Meichel, like Taisa speaks out, Meichel's Mashma, even the second level of Meichel is Tameh. Who is that going to? It's going according to Rabbi Yaakov. Again, because this first Gemara is naming on that in order to make Shina Mara, it has to have a Shein Mashka. Rav Amar, no, the Mishnah in Mikvaois doesn't have to be like that, man. Rav Amar, Rava says, no, maybe you're talking about the first moil, first drip, and that moil is not called mashka, but still, if it changes the color of the mikvah, it makes it possible. It's not a mashka. It doesn't have to have a mashka. As long as you can make a mikvah out of that, it doesn't have the same mind to make a mikvah out of that, then it could pass the mikvah. So it's just a similar idea. These two pshatim over here, Abaye and Rava, are similar to the shayla we had before, pshat in Rav Chista. Rav Nachum pshat or Rav Papa's pshat in Rav Chista. Similar to that, we have here Abaye and Rava. So, we'll come back now to the halachos of Schita. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Soichet Adam Eshkosha Anovim Soich HaKedera. A person is allowed to squeeze grapes into a pot. He has a pot of cholent and he wants to put grape juice in it. He thinks it's going to make it taste good. So you can squeeze the grapes right into the cholent on Shabbos, if it's not hot, it's not Shalabishal, And that's not called schita. You can't put it into a ka'ara. So I'm going to tell you, most of Sharim Shat is like this, that kadera means something that has food in it, ka'ara means a plate without food on it. So if you put it into the food, so then it's not considered that mashka is coming out of the oichel. Why? Because it's going straight into another oichel. It's like oichel to oichel. It was once oichel, now it's still oichel, because it was oichel while it was in the grape, and now it's oichel because it's in the chaland. So therefore, it was oichel to oichel, therefore it's mutta. But if you squeeze it into a plate, even though you plan on mixing it afterwards with oichel, that's a problem, because it turned into mashka. And therefore, it's asa. That's one way the Rishayim learn, the mechalvetin ka'ara and kadera. Other Rishayim learn, the vart is, that by ka'ara, Rashi's mashma, the vart is kadera and ka'ara are both the same case. They both have food in it, let's say, or they both don't have food. The difference is that ka'ara looks like I'm going to drink out of it. Mashayim kadera, you could tell that it was put into food. But either way, what the Gemara is saying is that when you squeeze something into food, there's no issa schita. Omer Rav Chista, Medivir Rabbeinu, from Shmuel's Halacha Nilma, we learn that Choyl of Adam Eiz Asoich HaKedera, that if you want to milk a goat on Yomtiv, like Tosis speaks as Vidafka Yomtiv, then you later squeeze it into the Kedera of Loisach HaKara. Not into HaKara, why? Because a Kedera is food, but a Kara is not food, and therefore it's mutter. The reason why milking is Aser is because of a Farak Dosh, and Dosh is also even on Yomtiv, by the way, Dosh is also even on Yomtiv, but you can milk it into Kedera, not into HaKara. Now, why can't it be on Shabbos? There's no way to schita. Why can't it be on Shabbos? So Tosfos explains the reason is because it's bairer. On Shabbos, we probably have a bairer also, because since the behemoth is not royal to eat, so the behemoth is like psilis, and you're taking out the oichel from psilis, and therefore, and it's a problem of bairer. Therefore, it's a problem of bairer, and it's fair. Tosfos, you have to learn Tosfos oichel to psilis. It's a whole tumult in Tosfos loan. But Tosfos says dafka yontif. Valkaponim, what's a gay to us is a gabbit issa schita. Alma kasava, as we see from Shmuel, and from Rav Chista, it says that they see from Shmuel, they allowed to milk a goat into the kadera. Alma kasava, mashka habala oichel, oichelu. You see from here that mashka that comes from an oichel into an oichel is oichel. It's considered oichel. That's what you see from here. Wait a minute, kasha, mosiv, rom, has a kasha. Zov, shechoyle vesaiz, a zov who's tame. Was milking a goat, hachalav tamei. The chalav is tamei. Why? Because the halacha is that anything a zav moves is tamei. And here, when you move the mashke while you're milking the cow, you're making it tamei. Now, l'chayra it's mashma. Even if you milk it into food, the amrit mashke v'loichel loichel who b'mayis kasher. If it's oichel the halacha is needs hechsher. Now, if this milk is oichel, how did it get a hechsher? How did it get hechsher l'tumma? How could it be tamei if it's touched it? How does it get a hechsher? And for the Gemara, Kedom Rav Nachman, b'tipa amachlechas api adad, that when the Gemara Yechon is talking about an isha, but the same thing with a behema, that when the isha nurses her child, she expresses a tiny bit of milk to be on top of the dad, and that will make it wet and moist in order for the tinnik to be able to hop onto the dad to nurse. So, and you want that tipa. So that tipa could be machshir. Hachinami, but tipa I'm talking about your dad. Here also, the tipa that's on the dad by the behema, it came out l'rotzim, the Rashi speaks out, because you need l'rotzim, because by behema, in order to chav to be called, like learned at the beginning of the Amid, beginning of Kufa and Dalam and Aleph, in order of a chalav to behema to be considered Tamei has to be l'rotzin. See, there you want a l'rotzin. The behemoth wants the l'rotzin in order to be able to nurse. So that tipa, hamuchlechas api adad, sitting on the dad, that will be machshir the oichel. So even if he's putting into the oichel, still will be huchshar l'tuma, and it'll still be able to be Tamei, and become Tamei ayadei l'zav. So even though it has shame oichel, it'll be huchshar ayadei the tipa, hamuchlechas api adad.